Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Mari Nimi Barasi Sheyichyu, or the schus refuas. Yonasim Chaim, Ben Sivya, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chan, Rabbi Ben Leia, Basheva Bat Sarah Chaya, Rabbi Baruchos Ben Sarah Tzipor, Chaya Chavit Feka Bat Smichal Adis Basia, Rabbi Hanach Dov Ben Lipsha, Dina Bracha Bat Esther Adas, Rabbi Meir Ben Adizu Chaya, Sot Ben Esther Rivka, Matan Ben Sarah Stutihila, Bas Ariel Tzipora. We are continuing B'siyata Dishmaya, our incredible series of Shiurim. Why incredible? Because I'm incredible? No, totally not. Incredible because of the Torah that we are trying to convey from the laboratory of Mori V'Rabbi Agon HaGadol Mufla V'Mufla G'Rav Man Zetzal. This is our, in the framework of our Hilchos Malachim Shiurim, which I get such hanah from, Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'Shmaya. We are now holding on Perek Dalid, Halachos Beis, and Gimel. Okay, so as always, it's going to be a treat, B'siyata D'Shmaya, and this year, the focus will be at least on the kashas, because as always, we like to pile up the kashas, and then that's where a true understanding, from there, true understanding emanates. So in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam spoke about the fact that the king is granted license to levy taxes upon the nation for his needs or for the purpose of war. He can fix a duty on merchandise. It is forbidden to avoid paying this duty. In other words, it's your duty to pay this duty. The king has the right to decree that if someone doesn't pay these duties, his property will be seized or he will be killed. And we spoke about that at length in our Shir in Halacha Aleph. And now we go on, and then it says, Kol Amar Parashas Melech Melech Zochebo. The statutes that he established in these are made in matters are accepted as law for all the matters mentioned in the biblical passage concerning the king, our rights to which the king is entitled. Machlokas the Gemara. Is it just the Ayim Aleihem to threaten them, or does the king actually have these rights? And the Rambam paskins, the king actually has these rights. Those are the psukim in the book of Samuel, in the first book of Samuel, in chapter 8. So now we go on to Halacha Beis v'shalech b'chol gvul Yisrael v'loikech min ha'am ha'giborim v'anshei chayil v'oisim hem chayil l'mer kavtoi u'beforoshav u'mam nimihem oimdim l'fanav u'mam nimihem anoshim lorotz l'fanav shenemar v'sam lo b'mer kavtoi u'poroshav rotzu u'fnei mer kavtoi v'loikech min ha'yofim shem liyo shamashim v'oimdim l'fanav shenemar es b'chorechem ha'toivim Yigach ve'osa l'melachtoi. He may also send throughout the territory of Eretz Yisrael and take from the nation valiant men, anshei chayil, and men of war, and employ them as soldiers for his chariot and cavalry. Similarly, he may appoint them as his bodyguard. And as footmen to run before him. Shenamar, as it says in the Pasuk, this is from the book of Samuel, in the 8th chapter, in the 11th Pasuk. He shall place them among his charioteers and his horsemen, the Samlo b'Merkavto Farashav, v'rotzu lifnei Merkavto, and they shall run before his chariot. So they're soldiers for his chariot and for his cavalry. They're omdim lefanav, they stand before him to guard him. They run before him, they're footmen to run before him. And that's what it means. He shall place among them his charioteers and his horsemen, and they shall run before his chariot. He may also take the choicest of them to be his servants and attendants, as it states there in verse 16. So we skip now from verse 11 to verse 16. He shall take your finest young men, etc., to do his work. Okay, so that's Halacha Beis. So he may send throughout the territory of Eretz Yisrael, v'sholech b'chol gvul Yisrael, mikol gvul Yisrael, and take these people to fight for him, to be men of war, soldiers, bodyguard, footmen. Good. That's halacha beis. And now we get to halacha gimel. V'chein lokeach min ba'alei ha'umaniyos kol ma shehu tzarech. V'chein lokeach min ba'alei ha'umaniyos ma shehu tzarech v'osin lo melachto v'nosin tzcharen. Halacha gimel, similarly, he may take all those that are necessary for him from the nation's craftsmen and employ them to do his work. He must pay their wages. V'leikeach kol ha'behemois v'havodim v'hashvachos melemelachtoi v'noisein schoron oidemehen. He also may take all the animals, the servants, and the maids for his work. He must pay their hire or their value, as it states, v'lachrosh charishoy v'liktzor ktsiroy v'lasos klei molchamtoy v'klei richboy. That's a pasuk in the, again, Shmuel 1, 8, verse 12, pasuk Yedbeis. He will set them to plow his ground and reap his harvest, to make instrument of war and gear for his chariots. So you see that he's allowed to take these ba'alei umaniyos, and they're going to do his work for him. And then Vayitra it says, Ves avdechem, ves shivchosechem, ves bachurechem atoivim, ves chamorechem yikach vasim lachto. And then it says in verse 16, and he will set, he will take your servants, your maids, your finest young men, and your donkeys to do his work. Okay. This is terrific. We have here these two halachas in the Rambam, Baruch Hashem, and now we are going to analyze them. The Lechem Mishnah asked, why are Ba'alei Umaniyos different in Halacha Gimel? That the Rambam writes that Noisein Schoron, he has to pay their wages. How is that different from the Bachurim that we have in V'shamashim, the servants that we have in Halacha Beis, that the Rambam doesn't say Shenoisein Scharan? So that's one discrepancy. We have the Ba'alei Umaniyos, that he's paying, he has to pay their wages, but not the Bachurim V'shamashim in Halacha Beis. So the Lechem Mishnah answered that the Ba'alei Umaniyot are different. She'einam mitparnasim mibeit hamelech. They do not get their parnasa from the house of the king. Meaning, they don't get their support. They are not fed by the Beis HaMelech, these Ba'alei Umaniyot, these craftsmen, and therefore the king must pay their wages. Aval Elu HaShamashim, but these servants are fed mi Beis HaMelech, and that's what it means when it says, V'noisein v'haynu scharan. That is their payment. The Ba'alei Umaniyos aren't fed, so memela they get paid. That's the scharan. The shamashim are fed, and that is in lieu of their schar. And that's why in Halacha Beis, it doesn't say anything about the shamashim getting any payment, because instead of getting payment, they get fed. And only in Halacha Gimel, we're talking about the Ba'alei Umaniyot, those are the people that those Ba'alei Umaniyot are going to be given payment because they're not being fed. But this Lechem Mishnah is very difficult to understand. What is being fed, being supported, have to do with getting payment? Is the mizonos that they're eating always the amount of their payment? So, what do you mean? In other words, according to the Lechem Mishnah, in lieu of payment, they get fed. Yeah, but it's not exactly the same amount. So it's hard to say that the shamashim are getting their mizonos in lieu of payment. It's not the same shear. So, shuv tzarech iyun divrei Rambam, kushes halechem Mishnah. So we have to understand Nachama, the Rambam, like Kasha Lecha Mishnah. Why are the Baalei Umanuyos getting paid and the Shamashim and Bochrim are not getting paid? We have an Halacha Beis. They're both working for him, so why should there be any difference? We also have to understand that in Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, "V'sheileach b'chol gvul Yisrael v'loikeach," and he sends in the entire boundary of the Jewish people, and he takes "V'sheileach mikol gvul Yisrael," and he takes these giboirim, these anshei chayil, he sends throughout the territory of Eretz Israel. It takes valiant men, men of war, and they are working as soldiers and the like. In Halacha Gimel, he doesn't say anything about sending through the territory, throughout the territory of Eretz Israel. Maishna, why are they different? We see this in Malachim Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, Legabe Yevakshu LaMelech, Na'ara Bisula, Ve'omda Lefnei HaMelech. So let them take, the king was cold, so let them find a virgin girl and let her stand before the king. Vayevakshu Na'ara Yafa, they looked for a pretty girl, B'chol Gvul Yisrael. And that is relating to what the Rambam says here in Halacha Beis, V'lekech Min HaYafim Shebehem, Ve'omdim Lefanav, and he takes from the choicest of them, the most beautiful of them, and they stand before him. And we see something similar in Halacha Dalid, V'chein lokech mikol gvul Yisrael nashim u'pilakshim, and his makor is in the Tosefta Perek Dalid Halacha Beis, u'baru lo nashim mikol makom sheyirtze. So there it says, mikol makom sheyirtze, b'nad alashin u'shalech b'chol gvul Yisrael. So we have the king, they looked for a virgin girl for the king, B'chol Gvul Yisrael. B'chol Gvul Yisrael, that stems with the Rambam and Halacha Beis, that they look in B'chol Gvul Yisrael. Then you have Halacha Dalid, where the Rambam says, V'chein lokech B'chol Yisrael nashim u'pilakshim. And there, it says, from anywhere he wants. That's the Rambam says, from anywhere he wants. The Rambam says, the Rambam says, V'chein lokech mikol gvul Yisrael, nashim u'pilakshim. However, the makor of the Rambam is the Tosef in Sanhedrin, in Sanhedrin. It says, "Ubarlo nashim mikol makom sheyirtze." So you have this inyan of mikol makom sheyirtze, not just mikol gvul Yisrael. But the Rambam writes, "V'chein lokech mikol gvul Yisrael nashim mipilakshim." But in the Tosefta, which is the makor of the Rambam, "Ubarlo nashim mikol makom sheyirtze," there it's mikol makom sheyirtze. Not a lashon of shalech b'chol gvul Yisrael that the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis. So we'd like to understand why the Baalei Umanuyos are being paid and the Bachrim and Shamashim in Halacha Beis are not being paid. We'd like to understand why in Halacha Beis the Rambam writes shalech b'chol gvul Yisrael. In Halacha Gimel, he doesn't write anything about b'chol gvul Yisrael. Then Allah Adalid, he writes Mikol Kvul Yisrael, but in the Makor, it says he could take from anywhere these Nashim and Pilakshim. So we'd like to understand that discrepancy. We also have to understand what the Rambam writes in Allah Gimel. In Allah Gimel, the Rambam writes, V'lokech kol ha-behemos v'ha-avodim. And he takes all the behemos and the avodim and shvachos or zmalachto. Kol ha-behemos v'avodim. What's his lashon of kol? He only takes what he needs for his malacha. Because he writes, Vashvachas Lamelachto. what he needs for his malacha. So why does it say kol? He takes them all. So the Rambam seems to contradict himself. If it's lamalachtoi, then he doesn't need kol. If it's kol, then it's not lamalachtoi. Another kasha is what the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis. Shteitn Rambam, velokech men hayafim. He takes from the beautiful ones. Leos shamashim veomdim lefanav. To be his servants and his attendants. And what's the pasuk? Ves bachurecha matovim. Yikach vasel malachto. Now this pasuk is written in Shmuel Aleph Perek Ches, in the Psukim of Parshas HaMelech. And there it says in Pasuk Tesvav, Ves Avdechem, Ves Shivchosechem, Ves Bachurechem HaToivim, Ves Chamoirechem Yikach Va'asa Lemalachto. So the Pasuk of Bachurechem HaToivim is included in Avdechem Shivchosechem V'Chamoirechem Lemalachto, that the Rambam writes in Halacha Gim. So that's a Mod Nezach, that the Rambam takes one pasuk, pasuk Tezayin, and he splits it up into Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam just talks about the Bachurecha Matovin, and then in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam references the other part of the pasuk, Ves Avdeichem Ves Shivchosechem. So why does the Rambam split that up into two different halachas when it's all one pasuk? Why is it an Inyan Bifnei Atzma? When the Rambam talks about them doing his Mishleim Chol Gvi Yisrael Lekach Manam Gibor Mitzchay Olasim Emchay Lem Rakavtu Parash Umamid Momnim Lefanav Umamid Mem Anashim Larutz Lefanav. So he takes them as soldiers to run before him, and then when he talks about the Bachrim, he says Velokech Min Hayafim Shem Deoshem Mashim Vomnim Lefanav. He may take the choice then to be his servants and to stand before him. And he splits that up, and then in Halacha Gimel, he writes a different idea. He says that in they're doing his malacha. Not as shamashim and omdim lefanav, but to do his malacha. So why does the Rambam split those two up? The lamod lefanav and lasus malachta. Written in the same pasuk, Ves Avdechem Ves Shivchosecha Ves Bachurechem Atov Ves Chorechem Yikach Vasel Lemalachto. So the Rambam splits that up into two different halachas. First, the Rambam talks about the Bachurim, then the Rambam talks about the Avadim and the Shvachos and the Behemoths. And in the Avad Shvachos Behemoths, the Rambam talks about them doing his Malacha. And the Bachurim, the Rambam talks about being Shamashim Va'omdim Lefanav, not doing his Malacha, doing his work, but serving him, being his servants. And also we have to understand the Seder of the Pasuk itself. The Pasuk is Vetz Avdechem. It opens up with Avadim. And then Shivchoseichem. And then it writes Bachurechem HaTovim. It interrupts with Bachurechem HaTovim. Vetz Chamurechem Yikach Vasa Malachto. And then the Chamor, and they'll do the king's work for him. So why does the Rambam, why does the Pasuk interject with Bachurecha Matovim when they're doing something different? The Bachurecha Matovim are only Shamashim Vomdim Lefanav. And the Avadim Shvachos and Chamorim are doing the Malacha. So why then does the Pasuk interject in between Avdechem and Shivchosechem and Chamorechem? The Pasuk interjects with Bachurecha. And the Rambam, the MS, splits the two up into two different halachas. But we have to understand the Seder HaPasuk. Why in the Seder HaPasuk is Bachurim interjected in between the Avadim Shvachos and Chamorim? When Avadim Shvachos and Chamorim are doing one thing and Bachurim doing something else. Now, the Seder Divrei Rambam Halachos Eilu, the order of the Rambam in these halachos, when he is explaining these Schusei HaMelech from the Parsha of the Melech in the book of Samuel, in chapter 8, requires explanation. Because it's not Lefi Seder HaPasukim. Because what does it say there? First we have Pasuk Yud Aleph, Paskid Aleph, it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Zeye Mishpat Hamelech, Asher Yimloch Alechem, Vesbenechem Yikach, Vesamlo Bemerkafto, Vifaroshov, Verotsu Lefne Merkafto. And he said, this will be the law of the king that's going to rule over you. Your sons he's going to take and appoint them for his chariots and his horsemen, and they will run before his chariots. That's Pasuk Yud Aleph. Now Pasuk Yud Beis. V'lasum lo sarei alafim v'sarei chamishim. And he will appoint them commanders of thousands and commanders of fifties. And to plow is plowing, v'lachrosh charishoi, v'liktzor k'tziro, and to reap his harvest. V'las is klei mulchamto v'klei richbo, and to make his weapons and equipment for his chariots. Okay, so here we have the appointing them to commanders of thousands and commanders of fifties and doing his work. Then we have Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ves binosechem yikach lerakochos uletabachos uleofos. And your daughters he will take for perfumers, for cooks, and for bakers. Pasuk Yud Dalet, Ves stosechem ves karmechem vizesechem atoivim yikach venosen lavadav, and he will take the best of your fields, your vineyards, and your olive trees, and will give them to his slaves. Pasuk Tesvav, this is all the rights of the king. V'zareichem v'charmeichem ya'asor, v'nasan l'saritz avdav, and he will tithe your grain crops and your vineyards, and he will give them to his officers and his slaves. Pasuk Tezayin, you take your male and female slaves, and your most handsome youth, and your donkeys, and put them to his work. Pasuk Yitzayin, Sonchem, it's good to learn Tanakh sometimes. Sonchem, it's good to learn Tanakh a lot. Sonchem, Yasor, Batem Tiu Lolavadim, he will tithe your flocks, and you will be slaves to him. Okay, so that's the Seder HaPsukim. The Rambam opens up with the Merkava and the Parasha, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and he writes that in Halacha Beis. Beautiful. Now, what about this inyan of Pasuk Yud Beis, of Sarei Alafim, being commanders of thousands and commanders of fifties? That the Rambam only writes later in Halacha Hey. Whoa! Halacha Hey! V'chein koifes haru'uyim liyois sorim u'memana oisem sorei alofim v'sorei chamishim. Sh'ne'amar v'losum lo sorei alofim v'sorei chamishim. He will force those who are fit to serve as officers, appointing them as leaders of thousands and leaders of fifties, as he stated, Ibid, verse 12. V'losum lo sorei alofim v'sorei chamishim. So if you just look in the Rambam, at least the Rambam I have in front of me is the Chabad.org Rambam, with the translation, Ipsukim. So you'll see that just totally out of order. And Halacha Beis, he writes Pasuk Yud Aleph, and then Pasuk Yud Beis, he waits till Halacha Hey. Why not Keseder Ipsukim? That's so odd. Umitzat Sheni, what we see in Pasuk Yud Gimel, that talks about your daughters, Ves Benosechem Yikach, he's going to take your daughters for his perfumers, for cooks, and for bakers. Where does the Rambam write that? The Rambam writes that beforehand in Halacha Dalid. In other words, before Halacha Hey, where the Rambam writes Pasuk Yud Beis, in Halacha Dalid, the Rambam already writes Pasuk Yud Gimel. So he writes the later Pasuk in an earlier Halacha. The Rambam says, the king may make the v'yeshlo rishus lasa sipilak shokech l'amono tabachot ve'ofot ve'rakachot. He can make them cooks, bakers, and perfumers, as it says in scripture. Shmuel Aleph Perkes Pasuk Yud Gimel Vespenosechem yikach l'rakachos u'letabachos u'leofos. So again, here we have Pasuk Yud Gimel, and then in the next halacha, you ready? Goes back to Pasuk Yud Beis. So the whole Seder here is Is Seder. It's out of order. Now, what about Pasuk Yedalid? Pasuk Yedalid, Ves Tosechem, Ves Karmechem, Vizesechem Hatovin, Yikach, Venosan, Lavodov, taking your field, your vineyards, olive trees, and giving them to his servants. Where does the Rambam write that? The Rambam writes that not after the din of Bnei Sechem, like it's written in the Pasuk, but rather Rambam waits till Halacha Vav. Oh, boy. Now, what we see in Pasuk Tes Vav, about taking Meiser from the Zeraim, the Rambam writes that in Halacha Tes and Halacha Zayin, after taking the Sados, Kesedor HaPasukim, but what it says in Pasuk Tes Zayin, Avdechem V'Shivcho Sechem, that the Rambam already writes in Halacha Gimel. That he's going to take your Avadim and Shvachas, the Rambam writes that in Halacha Gimel in your Chamayri. Again, he's Mishadim Miseder Aksuvim. And then, here's where it's the Makkah B'Patish. The Rambam says, V'atemt Yulo La'avodim, you will be slaves to him. Where does the Rambam say that? The Rambam says that in Halacha Aleph, Legabei Koach HaMelech Lahatil Mas. The Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, Yulchol Amas V'avaducha. Huh. You're going to serve him. And the Rambam, he quotes this. That's a pasuk. He quotes the pasuk here in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Ches Pasuk Yitzayin V'atem Tiyula La'avadim. So the Rambam's, the end of the whole thing, the Rambam puts at the beginning. The whole thing is just, this whole Seder HaRambam is mystifying. So Maishna, that it's Achroin Bakro and Rishon B'divrei HaRambam. V'guf Seder HaPsukim Tzrichim Biur. We also have to understand V'guf Seder HaPsukim. Pasuk Tesvav, he talks about Meiser Zoraim. The Pasuk interjects with Lakichas Avadim, and then goes back to Meiser in Pasuk Yitzayin. So why did the Rambam put that together? When the Rambam's talking about why did the Pasuk put that together? When you talk about Meiser, so put it together, as the Rambam did. In Halacha Zayin, that he takes Meiser from the Zoraim, Ilanos, and from the Behema. So the Rambam puts together the Meiser of the Zeraim and the Behema, which makes sense. So why doesn't the Pasuk do that? So Tzarech Iyun Seder HaPsukim. So we don't understand Seder HaPsukim. We don't understand Seder HaRambam. We also have to understand that in the Pasuk of Meiser Zeraim, it says that he's going to give it La'avodah v'sarisah. He's going to give it to his servants. In Pasuk Yitzayim, Legabei Meiser Etzon, it doesn't say he's going to give it to his servants. The Rambam doesn't even write that he's going to give it to his servants. Not B'Meiser Zeraim, but not B'Meiser Etzon. So why in the Pasuk does it say V'nosen La'avodah? The Rambam doesn't say that. So how does the Rambam shtim with the Pasuk? The Chamishna talks about this. V'akati tzarech iyun. So Moirai v'Rabbeisai, we have our work cut out for us. You know, when I learn the Torah of Rabbeinu, I always say, how? I don't always say, but the question always begs itself, how's he going to get out of this? I'm saying, there are just so many questions. And yet, thousands and thousands and thousands of times he doesn't disappoint. He just answers all of them. So, Meirai v'Rabbeisai, Yishlan Baruch Hashem, our work cut out for us. A lot of exciting, exciting material cover, and I just ask that you stay tuned, and we will enjoy Niflos Mitaris Hashem Yisbarach Shemai. Thank you for listening, sweet friends. Shalom, shalom. We shall continue. I really, really appreciate you listening to this.